Well, hello again. So this time we have a different practice, and it's called the Raisin Meditation, and it's an informal practice. So you're going to be doing this sitting down, and you need a small food item. And it's called the Raisin Meditation because usually that's what we use to do this practice. If you're allergic to those or don't like them, just choose something else that you can just hold in your hand, and we're going to use our senses to fully become aware of it before we actually eat it very slowly. So you might like to pause this and go and find yourself a small item of food that you can use for this practice. So if you've got your small food item, make yourself comfortable somewhere where you're not going to be disturbed for a little while. This is a great practice for taking ourselves from doing, not being in autopilot, being unaware, mindlessly eating something. Because whatever we do in life, we can do it either mindlessly in the realm of doing, just getting things done, without giving it any attention really. Or we can move into the realm of being, where we mindfully take notice of just what we are engaged in, which normally means we slow down. So now you have your raisin. Notice what it is you are holding. And try and adapt an attitude of curiosity as it sits in your hand. Imagine it's the first time that you've ever seen one of these. And whatever it is you've got, how unusual is it? Notice the feel of it in your hand. The weight. Where you feel it in your hand. Maybe feel the texture of it between your fingers. Turn it over. Maybe close your eyes and feel it between your fingers and notice if there's any difference. Gently squeeze it. What does it feel like? Now look closely at your raisin. Really look at it. Maybe it's craggy. Imagine if you'd arrived from another planet, a raisinless planet, and you'd never seen one before. They are rather odd looking. Notice the colour or colours. How small it looks in the palm of the hand. Maybe listen, if you squeeze it slightly between your fingers, move it to your ear. Does it make any sound? Or as you roll it in your fingers, does it make any sound? And actually, as you move it and maybe squeeze it, can you notice any smell? Maybe move it to underneath your nose And notice if there is any aroma. And if so, really notice it. What's it like? And again, if you squeeze it, does the aroma change? Does it trigger any sensations in you? In your mouth, maybe, or your stomach? Does it invoke any memories? Now just place the raisin between your lips, noticing your arm moving. Notice your hand and your fingers moving to achieve this. Maybe with the raisin on your lower lip. How does that feel? Maybe alter the pressure a little. And just notice how that feels. Maybe notice the difference between the sensation of the raisin on your lip compared to when it was on your hand. Now just pop the raisin in your mouth and let it rest on your tongue. And notice what that sensation is like and any associated reactions within the mouth. Saliva. Do you become aware of any taste before you've even bitten it? Maybe move your raisin to between your teeth and just gently bite into the raisin. And notice what effect this has on the taste. And when you're ready, very slowly, just chew your raisin. Mindfully, noticing any changes in the flavour. Maybe it becomes more intense. Maybe you produce more saliva. Notice the texture changing as you eat the raisin. Maybe close your eyes. When you're ready and you want to swallow your raisin, notice how that feels. Swallowed your raisin, just sit for a little while and notice the flavours remaining in your mouth. Noticing if you swallow more once you've eaten the raisin. Once you've finished and we begin to prepare to finish the practice, just reflect for a few moments on your experience. The difference now of eating this item so slowly compared to just grabbing a handful and eating them not really aware as we prepare to end the practice and get ready to carry on with your day, maybe next time you have a meal or a cup of tea or a sandwich at work, just take a few more moments to really consider what you're eating and practice it mindfully. Thanks for listening.